Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Today's show is Happiness Comes From Within. Well, what is happiness? Webster's Dictionary defines it as the state or quality of being content, pleasure, felicity, aptness. All right, that's the definition from Webster. Now, let me ask, who is in charge of happiness or of us being happy or of you being happy? The answer to that one, of course, is you are. We are. Do we have a choice to be happy? Well, as you probably remember from my last shows, and I've been on for 2 years now, we always have choices. So yes, we do have a choice to be happy. But the question is, why do we want to be happy? And for me personally, that's all I can actually speak about. I mean, I had a lot of patients and a lot of clients, and I could talk about them, but I have not asked their permission, so I'm going to talk about me, who's given myself permission. So why do I want to be happy? Well, when I'm happy, I am joyful, peaceful, energized, healthy, pleased, thankful, grateful, and I am sure I could add a few more adjectives to it. But these are all things that are positive and are making me feel good. And why am I talking about that? Well, just going back to the last few episodes with the deficit of being unhappy. How was I then? Sick, cranky, hurting, unthankful, had a low tolerance of just about anything. I go, okay, where did I feel better, happy or unhappy? It's not even a choice anymore. It is so obvious to me. Another example I have is when you are sick or you know of a sick person, they are usually unhappy because of the sickness. They don't want to eat because they don't feel like they can digest their food. Because of not eating and not hydrating enough, they get headaches or migraines because of the stress and tension. Then they start vomiting and have diarrhea. And, oh my goodness, these symptoms are no fun. So I'd rather have the symptoms and the attributes and the outcome of a happy person versus a unhappy person. Now, how can I take charge of some of this? Remember a while ago, I used three words that I learned. And I learned those and I found them because I was searching on how I can actually be in charge of myself, how I can make decisions that serve me better, so how I can have thoughts that serve my purpose instead of, you know, just being dumped on. I mean, nobody can dump on me unless they allow them to. So with that stop, challenge, choose, I have learned when one of those undeserving thoughts pops up to say stop and take a deep, slow breath to help bring your emotions under control. Okay, I do that 2 or 3 times. Then I go, challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are. And lastly, choose the behavior that supports what you really want. And again, I made myself a 5x7 card, And I used the traffic light colors. The stop is red. The challenge is amber. And the choose is green. So I can just visualize it. It's a traffic light. Stop. There's traffic coming on. There's something that is not in your best interest. Stop right now. Challenge. Should I go or should I stop? You know, you've seen them in the intersections. When it turns amber, push the pedal to the metal so you can make it through. And sometimes it just doesn't work that way. And to choose is to go when the light is green, when it's safe to go, and when you have made the best choice possible. So, what are things you can choose to do, believe, to be happy? There are a lot of things. When you say, okay, it's time to start exercising again to get in shape. Well, exercise alone does not do it. It takes a lot more. And we just talked about that the last 3 weeks with motion, with food intake, kind of like GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. If you eat more calories than you expend, of course you gain weight. Now, weight is not equivalent to health in many ways, because weight can be muscle, and muscle is 3 times denser than fat. So you can weigh more, but be actually thinner and more slender and healthier than when you weighed less, but you had a lot of fat. So those were some of the things that I've chosen to do. Eat healthy, change my habits of disease to habits of health, eat regularly, smaller portions, and enjoy what I eat. Take my time to chew so I can half digest it before it goes into the stomach. Also, when we say, I have to go to the gym, or I have to do the dishes, or I have to clean the house, what does that mean? For me, that's something negative. However, if I turn it around and I say, I choose to, or I get to, it shows that I'm thankful for what I have. I choose to go to the gym. Oh my goodness, I have the luxury and the privilege to go and work out at the gym, to clean my house. Wow, I have a place to live, a roof over the head. How amazing is that? So just, or I get to do this means I still have all my limbs and my faculties together that I actually get to do certain things that other people cannot do. So let's choose our words carefully so they serve our thoughts and they make us happy. We choose to be happy from within. I found a cute little poem. It's called An Irish Blessing. And I'm going to read that to you. I wish you well and happiness galore. I wish you luck for you and friends. What could I wish you more? May your joys be as deep as the ocean, your troubles as light as its foam. And may you find sweet peace of mind wherever you may Rome. The author to this Irish blessing poem is unfortunately unknown, but I wrote the words here in a transcript so you can use it. Then, of course, I have 2 gifts today because, you know, I always search for something that goes with what I'm talking about and something where I get something out of it. If it doesn't talk to me, if I don't feel impressed, if I don't feel inspired, I'd rather not put anything in. So the first link that you can just click on, I believe, in blue, is a poem. And that one, I listened to twice because there's a person who's reading it. And I closed my eyes just to listen to it the first time. And I felt, I felt the entire poem within my body. I go, whoa. So I listened to it another time, a second time, and I followed along with the words, of course. And they sunk in much more because I heard it the first time just with the voice by focusing on the words and the intonation and everything. And quite often when we read something first, I know that from personal experience, when we read something first, we put our own intonation in it, and it's not always the best. So by having had the other person read it and me just closing my eyes and following and listening intentively, that really made a difference. And then the other one is from the poetryfoundation.org, a magazine, and it has quite a few poems. I gave you a selection there so you can choose with whatever pleases you, what you like best, and print them out or write them out or do a collage with it or do a scrapbook with it, whatever works best for you. It's there for you to use. And I hope that you will at least enjoy one or two of them and be thankful that they're there, something that you haven't had before, something new. So I'm going to give you my contact information and then I'm going to close. For all comments, questions, suggestions, please email me at dythomson@gmail.com or call me voicemail text at 562-335-4956 and make sure I understand your name and get your number correctly and can read or hear what you say, so I can actually get back to you within 24 to 48 hours of receipt of your message. So the main thing today was actually happiness comes from within. We have a choice to be happy or to be unhappy. There are many more blessings and positive things when we're happy than when we're unhappy. Happiness and health are closely related. As in one of my previous shows, probably over a year ago, I did state that about 85% of all doctor's visits are due to being unhappy, being depressed, being stressed out. And those things only get worse when we are unhappy. So the happier we are, the more control we have over everything, and the less we stress and worry about things. But take it one day at a time and see the best in what's happening. So I am leaving you now with my motto: be your best, do your best, and give your best each and every day, so you will never have any regrets. And I shortened it up here just to be, do, give your best daily to avoid regrets. It's the same. And I'm going to say until next week, healthy and empowered. And please send suggestions, comments, so I can take them into consideration and maybe get one of the shows up to what you need to hear about. All right. Have a fabulous week, and again, be happy, healthy, and stay empowered. And I'll talk to you next Thursday again. Take care, and until then, bye now.